everybody, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is the lifting of our hands, and the Bible reference is from Psalm 141 verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. In the scriptures, there are copious references to the import and blessings of the lifting of our hands. Psalm 134 verse 1 to 2 says, behold, bless ye the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. When we lift our hands, blessings are released. Divine power flows through our hands. Once I was in a meeting where there were many people with arthritis and a lot of them couldn't lift their hands. I asked the Lord, why do we have so many people in that place with arthritis? The Lord's response to me was very interesting. He said, I said in my word to lift your hands and worship me. Lifting your hands in worship will keep you away from such ailments as arthritis. Sadly, many don't know this. Then he said, if those people had been praying, worshiping, praising with their hands lifted as the scripture says, they would have never suffered arthritis. The things that God tells us to do are for our sake, for our blessings, such as the lifting of our hands. Every so often in times of prayer and worship, let your hands go up. Lifting your hands to the Lord is a sign of recognition of His grace and glory in your life. Remember, the symbolism of the evening sacrifice offered on the prison altar is reflected in the lifting up of our hands. Therefore, when you lift your hands in worship, it pleases God more than all the bulls and goats sacrificed on that brazen altar in the Old Testament. David was well acquainted with the priesthood ministry in the old tabernacle. Also, he was a prophet of God, and by the Spirit, he had a revelation of the New Testament and saw that the lifting of our hands today had taken the place of the burnt offering in the Old Testament. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 8, the Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubt. The Apostle Paul here was referring to spiritual worship and offering of praise to the Father from a joyful heart, full of love and thanksgiving. Even now, lift your hands and worship the Lord for His love, mercy, and kindness. Tell Him how much you love Him. So do it now. Lift up your hands, worship the Lord for His love, mercy, and kindness, and tell Him how much you love Him. For further study, read 1 Kings 8:22-23, Lamentations 3:41, and Psalm 63:4, and also Luke 24:50. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, you're on the 1 year Bible reading plan, you take 1 Samuel 14:15 and Luke 19:1-27. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalms 123:1-24 and Romans 14:1-11. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. With your hands lifted up. Holy Father, I lift up my hands in worship to you, in praise of your majesty, for you alone are God, worthy of all adoration. There's none like you. You are great and mighty. Throughout all generations, you are the same, faithful, just, righteous, holy, pure, and true. I love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The lifting of our hands, practice it, keep practicing it. And if I wake up in the morning and you're singing praises to God, you lift up your hands and then you declare it. Hallelujah. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.